Talking with John Collison, of course, Oklahoma Farm Bureau here at the 2016 Farm Bureau Convention, American Farm Bureau in Orlando. John, I know you're working with your delegates representing Oklahoma Farm Bureau and kind of, I guess, prioritizing some of the things that you want to see accomplished during the resolution session. What's going on there?
Well, it's 2016 here in Florida, and it's a presidential election for Farm Bureau. We haven't seen a presidential election in 16 years. So if you've worked here for 15 years, you've never been through this process. So that's a long time. That's gaining a lot of attention. I was over at the convention hall, a lot of talk about the president. Our president, Tom Buchanan, is running for vice president on the national level. So that's a big story. That will dominate the discussion this week. Now, we're still going to look at policy issues, EPA overreach, you know, it's things we work on yearly. This Obama administration there last year. But really, 16 is going to boil down to not only Farm Bureau politics, but what the national level of politics is. You see it in Iowa right now, what's going on with these members. It's all about ag questions. And so it's a unique convention for us. We've never really been through this part, but this is that year where we're really going to focus on presidential politics, I think.
Presidential, both Farm Bureau, but also correct. At the national level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're both really important. And this, you know, Bob Stallman was here for 16 years, led this organization. This next president, I'm assuming, is going to stay a while too. So it's really important that we get a good president. We got four good men running, and then we got four good men running for vice president. And so we're really excited. We're trying to get Tom Buchanan across that finish line, and hopefully that he can work not only as our president in Oklahoma, but in the vice president on the national level for us.
See anything, any changes in policy positions for Farm Bureau this year?
No, not on the national level. You know, we changed a lot of policies on the state level this year. We'll go through the policy book line by line, but nothing earth-shaking that's going to come out of this, again, because I think everyone's focused. Now, EPA, Waters of the United States, that's a big fight that we're going to take and we'll take into the future, make sure that this administration, Obama's administration, doesn't come in and regulate, you know, our state to death. And so those are the fights we'll continue on.
Of course, that's really already on the books. This is just kind of probably reasserting the fact that you don't want WOTUS in place.
Absolutely. That's what we'll talk about. Again, a lot of these things are small, minor changes. Wild hogs, we have a resolution there about wild hogs, making sure that the USDA comes in and helps these states eradicate wild hogs. That's an Oklahoma resolution. You know the problem that we're facing in Oklahoma with wild pigs. We're working on it with our Secretary of Ag. We want to work it on with the national U.S. Secretary of Ag. And so those are some of the issues that we have in the book today and that we're going to be working on.